In the legislative session that recently ended, Governor Andrew Cuomo saw the state legislature reject a number of agenda items he had been pushing. The governor, perhaps taking a cue from President Obama, has used his executive powers to advance some of the proposals anyway. We get more from our Capitol correspondent, Karen DeWitt.
Governor Cuomo was stymied by Republicans who lead the state Senate on a couple of key items. One, he wanted to raise the state's minimum wage farther and faster than a plan agreed to 2 years ago that will bring the wage to $9 at the end of this year. The GOP senators opposed that plan, so Cuomo used his authority to appoint a wage board. It is now looking at whether to raise the minimum wage for fast food workers to $15 an hour and could decide as early as next week. The governor also sought a law to create a special monitor to step in and investigate whenever an unarmed civilian is killed in an encounter with police. Senators rejected that proposal, so Cuomo appointed the state's attorney general, Eric Schneiderman, as a special prosecutor in the cases. The move won Cuomo praise and a slot at the annual NAACP meeting in Philadelphia.
And I believe this can work nationwide, and I believe it's a step that can start to restore confidence and trust.
Cuomo had also sought to raise the age for younger people convicted of felonies sent to state prison from 16 to 18 years old. When the Senate GOP refused, he ordered the change himself. They'll be sent to juvenile facilities instead. But it was not just Republicans who refused to go along with some of the governor's plans. Assembly Democrats did not like a GOP proposal to roll back portions of New York's gun control laws. They were approved in early 2013, shortly after the Newtown, Connecticut shooting. Cuomo acted partially on his own to make changes. Late on a summer Friday, the governor's top aide signed a memo with the leader of the Senate Republicans. It was first interpreted as saying that a planned state database for ammunition sales would not go forward after all. Cuomo later said that was not the case, and the memo merely clarifies the fact that the database is not yet ready because there's technical issues with setting it up.
The Republican Senate said they have a lot of people who are nervous. They want an assurance that we're not going to put the database in place before it's time, and we're not going to put the database in place before it's time.
Assembly Democrats, who were not told of the memo until it was publicized, were furious. And they aren't the only ones to be displeased with the governor's unilateral actions. The state's business council has accused Cuomo of overreaching by using an appointed wage board to set new minimum wages for some sectors of the economy. The state's District Attorneys Association has threatened legal action over the appointment of the attorney general as special prosecutor, and Senate Democrats have contemplated suing over the gun control law changes. Steve Greenberg, a spokesman for Siena College Polls and a political analyst, says likely most New Yorkers did not even notice the memo of understanding between the governor and the Senate on walking back part of the gun law.
I'm not sure voters saw it since it happened over a weekend in July. I'm not sure they fully understand it.
And he says that benefits Cuomo because most New Yorkers consistently in polls back the gun control laws, though a minority of state residents are strongly opposed to them. As for the other actions, raising the minimum wage and appointing a special prosecutor when there are questions about unfairness in the criminal justice system, Greenberg says both of those changes are desired by the majority of New Yorkers, and they don't really care how it comes about.
I don't think the voters pay attention to process. They pay attention to results.
Cuomo's decision to act alone to advance some issues could help him shore up some needed support. The most recent Siena poll shows the governor steadily losing ground. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.